In India, male children long have been favored over female, and the latest Indian census figures show an acceleration of the trend, with the ratio of boys to girls greater than it was a decade ago. Many blame the increasing use of ultrasound to choose the sex of the fetus. Though sex determination tests are illegal in India, the practice is still widespread and profitable. The paradox is that there are more women in the workplace and more women in positions of power in India nowadays. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
The chief minister of New Delhi, Sheila Dixit, is a woman, as is the charismatic chief minister of the southern state of Tamil Nadu, Jaya Jayalalitha. Then there's Indira Gandhi, India's third prime minister, and her daughter-in-law, Sonia Gandhi, who now leads the opposition Congress Party. Indians seem perfectly happy with the idea of women at the top, but they seem increasingly unhappy with the idea of having daughters instead of sons. Fatehgarh Sahib is in India's Punjab province, a district where glossy posters of top Bollywood actresses are plastered in the windows of video stores and music shops. According to the latest census figures, Fatehgarh Sahib has the dubious distinction of having the worst child sex ratio in the country, roughly 750 girls for every 1,000 boys. Aborting female fetuses, says Dr. N.S. Bawa, who runs a private hospital here, is widespread. The birth of a girl, he says, is often seen as an embarrassment.
I have observed in my hospital, when the female baby is born, the mother-in-law particularly is depressed and call it a curse and keeps mum. No birth celebrations, no talk, just a silence. The other relatives, they try to run away. The husband feels insulted and thinking it is a curse, they try to leave the hospital as early as possible so that people don't make any comments and no celebrations, no drink parties, which is opposite when a son is born.
Which explains why so many families now appear to be having sex determination ultrasounds and having abortions if the unborn child is a girl. Dr. Bawa refuses to perform these services. His office is lined with admonitions against the practice and newspaper clippings about his fight to end it. Dr. Bawa says ultrasound sex selection has led to an increase in the number of abortions, but it's the social mindset in Indian society, he says, that's ultimately responsible. In a small village a few miles down the road from Dr. Bawa's hospital, 22-year-old Kajol sits in the yard of her small two-room house under the shade of a large neem tree. One room is for her, her husband, and their 13-month-old daughter. The other is for the family's two water buffalo standing in the corner of the yard.
My first child is a girl. We want to be a girl before.
My first child is a girl, but it should have been a boy. That would have made us very happy. As it is, we are very disappointed, especially my husband. He says we are laborers and making money is difficult enough. When it comes time for our daughter to marry, how will we get enough money for her dowry?
Professor Murli Desai of Bombay's Tata Institute for Social Sciences says because of long-standing practices such as paying wedding dowry, families still perceive daughters as a burden, while sons are seen as providers who will take care of their parents in their old age.
This is the reason why you would rather have more sons, so that you know you have more assets rather than daughters, which would mean more liabilities. A woman who bears only daughters doesn't have as high a status as a woman who bears a son. And if a male child is going to give her a little more recognition, she's going to prefer a male child.
And it is not only the lower classes or the less educated who abort female fetuses, it's the more affluent and better educated as well. Dr. Gautam Sehgal runs the ADS Diagnostic Clinic in an affluent section of the Indian capital, New Delhi. He says it would be far more lucrative for him to offer the illegal sex selection procedure using ultrasound. He won't do it. But he still gets calls from friends asking for favors.
Yeah, friends call up and say, we'd like to get a scan done. I'm like, why? You know, we need to know the sex of the child. Why? We want to buy the right clothes. We want the nursery painted. And they say, if we don't get it done from you, we'll get it done from somewhere else. And these are shady clinics. I'm like, then go there. There's a lot of pressure, but I don't believe in it. It's like, I don't believe in doing the scan. We don't do it. We haven't done it. We won't do them.
Sehgal, the proud father of an 11-month-old girl, says he doesn't do the tests, but says there are plenty of others in the city who will.
The law is easy to break if you want to break it. The government can't police every radiology center. But then, you know, the radiologists are also very smart. The doctors are very smart. They don't have to tell you if it's a boy or a girl. They'll say, go paint your nursery pink or blue. Your child's going to play soccer. Go buy some hula hoops, you know. They'll give you hints. Or they're going to say something very sweetly like, go buy a lot of dresses. So how do you catch them? I think the policing has to come from in-house. The code of ethics have to come from the doctors themselves.
Dr. Sabu George, who has followed the issue for more than a decade, agrees, but is worried that won't happen in the short term. The Indian government, he says, has recently done a good job of toughening existing laws, but enforcement on the state level, George says, is weak.
Overall, the long-term trend looks very bleak. We really need to be very aggressive in stopping the promotion and the practice of sex determination. Otherwise, the next census in 2011, the ratios will drop even more dramatically.
If that happens, Dr. Gautam Sehgal says, it may have the unintended effect of actually improving women's status in Indian society. If there are so few girls being born, there will be too many men chasing too few women when it comes time to marry.
I think 20 years from now what's going to happen is you're going to have the reversal of the dowry system, I believe. To get a girl, you'll have to pay. And the boy will have to pay the dowry. Then I think there'll be a value for a girl child. And so once this problem comes into Delhi or in India, then we know we'll learn what's the right way to do it.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.